अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै गुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महामदन्य कृष्ण प्रेम प्रलायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः त्वैवास्मि त्वैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं न मां चरणान्तिके My millions of dandavat pranam and to the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Diksha Guru, Om Vishnupad Nitya Lila Pravishta Astota Sarsumar Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And send millions of dandavat pranati in the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I think our classes are going on well in morning after 10 in this week. No complaint. Up till now I have no complaint. So many gatherings, more than 500 devotees. Today is Ram Navami. Birthday of Ram, and same the day when Ram went to forest, and same day when he returned from forest. And Rajyabhishek on the same day. Very important day. I think it will be better that Shruti Maharaj will speak something. He knows Ramayana so well. At least 15 minutes.
Just come here. Don't hear.
You can come.
So, first of all, I would like to offer my dandavat pranams thousands of times in the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnupad Srimachila Bhakti, Srila Gorki Shodas Babaji Maharaj, and Gaurgovinda Goswami Maharaj.
No problem, go on, keep going.
And on my to my same Dandavat Pranam to my Shiksha Guru and Sanyas Guru, Om Vishnupad Srimad Srila Bhakti, Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. I'm very surprised about it, but Gurudeva has ordered me to speak something on Ram Navami. So it's a very long epic. So where to start? So
there was a king, Dasarath Maharaj. There was a king, Dasarath Maharaj. In brief, at least 15 minutes to 20 minutes. Enough time.
So, when Ramachandra and Lakshman Bharat Satrughna were grown up a little bit, even 16 years old, they were training themselves at martial weaponries. And Vishwamitra came one day and he looked at them and saw their skills. So he was very attracted because he thought, unless somebody very powerful comes and stop the mischiefs of the Rakshasas in the forest, then it will never be possible to do for the rishis who live in the forest to do any sacrifices. So immediately when he saw the powerful skills and grace and wonderful attitudes of Ram and his brothers, immediately he went to see Dasharath Maharaj in the palace. And he requested Dasharath Maharaj, "You please, I need help for this, I need some help from your sons because something is in the forest is going on and I need to stop these things. So he asked Dasharath if he could please give his sons to him for some time, and then he will return the sons. So Dasharath, he became very bewildered because he was so attached to Ram and his brothers. So he couldn't give an answer immediately. And actually the news, the request broke his heart because he never thought that in such a young age his sons would be requested to go to the forest or especially to attack big demons. So he didn't know what to do, but then he approached Vashishtha Rishi's guru and request from him what to do. So Vashishtha Rishi, he knew about Vishwamitra. So he told Dasharath Maharaj, "Yes, you can give your sons and it will be beneficial for them because they will be trained up also by Vishwamitra. He's very qualified Rishi and he can teach them so many things about fighting, weapon and all these things, and protections. So they will be benefited." So Dasharath, he never asked his wife whether should I do or not. He just gave his sons after the request of Vashishtha. And then they left for the forest. And all episodes started by going into the forest. First, they were asked to protect one Jagya. First, they killed a demon, Tara, very powerful demoness.
Taruka.
Then they went to one sacrifice which was going on, and they tried to protect that sacrifice. And
Two demons came.
Yes, Subahu and Marichi. So to show his power, Ramachandra he threw an arrow to Subahu, and that person was thrown towards South India. And that was Marichi. And Subahu was killed. Then
from there to Janakpuri,
I went to Janakpuri.
Yeah, but then I have to tell the story of Ram Sita's wedding. Then.
No, tell us.
Everybody knows.
No.
Good story.
One thing about Ramachandra, he was Ekapatni and Ekapatbana. He had made one vow that he would only marry one lady, one woman. So during his whole life he kept that promise. And he was also Ekapatbana, means he would kill his enemies with one arrow only. So one time, when it was when Sita was kidnapped, then he was looking for her everywhere, and he was traveling throughout India. Then he came to a place where Sugriva and Hanuman could see him from a distance. And Sugriva, he was looking for alliance with somebody who would be powerful enough to reconquer the kingdom that he had just lost from his brother Vali. And he has taken shelter from a place which Vali couldn't go, but otherwise he would have been killed by him. So from that place he saw that two persons, Lakshman and Ram, were walking in a valley. And he was wondering whether they were sent by Vali to attack him, or they could be possibly an alliance for him to conquer his kingdom. So he sent Hanuman there. And Hanuman took a disguise and took a shape of a brahmachari, young brahmachari. Then he went and he met the Lord Ram. And very nicely, that was the first time where Hanuman met Ram. And he spoke to Ram in such a very beautiful way, very poetic, very learned, that Ram, he couldn't do else to glorify him. He was glorifying Hanuman, which was in the disguise of a brahmachari. And Hanuman was trying to find out what was the intentions of Ram. So, after some time, Ram started to glorify Hanuman. And Hanuman said, he told the story of his brother, of Sugriva. And he said he's looking for some alliance, so would you be pleased to meet him and see if it's possible to help him, and he will also help you to find Sita. So they went to that mountain where Sugriva has taken shelter, and they met there. And they spoke for some time, and Sugriva finally he said, if you help me to conquer my kingdom, then I will be able to help you to find Sita again. So Ram said, okay, it's very nice, I'd like to do that. And they decided that they would do this. But Sugriva had a doubt. He said, because Vali was very powerful, he said, are you able or powerful enough to conquer my brother? Because he's so strong that he has defeated me so much that I am very afraid of another encounter with him. So would you please show some of your skill, and then I will be satisfied. And Ram immediately took one arrow and he threw that arrow across through 7 palm trees who were lined up. And the arrow went through the 7 palm trees and transpierced them, and then went into the ground. And from under the ground, he came back into his quiver. So, like this, Sugriva was very, very astonished. He said, okay, I think we should make an alliance. And Ram was very pleased that you would also get some help from him. So, in that way, they made amends. So what's happening then is that Ram made a device in order to get Bali to come out from the kingdom and fight with Sugriva. So he told Sugriva, you go in front of the gates of the palace and you call Bali. And then you fight. And me, from hiding place, I will shoot an arrow and I will kill him. In this way you will be rid of him. So Sugriva said, yes, okay, no problem. So he went there and he called for Bali to come out. And after some time, Bali was enjoying inside the palace with his queens and so much happenings. And he was very happy that he was a king for that kingdom. So when he heard the calls of Sugriva, he came out and he said, what do you want? Oh, Sugriva said, I want to fight with you. I want my kingdom back. He said, no problem, we can have a fight. So they start to fight together, and Sugriva was thinking of Ram all the time. Is he going to come and tear him? So they were fighting, and nothing was happening. So after some time, Bali being so strong, he took advantage of his strength, and he started to beat up Sugriva. And Sugriva was lamenting, what is Ram doing? Why is not feeding him? But nothing was coming, and he was being defeated and beating and more beating. So at the end, he just ran away for his life. And Bali told him, don't come back anymore, otherwise I'll kill you. So Bali came back and he rejoiced his victory. And then Sugriva went to Ram and he lamented. He said, why did you not kill him? And Ram said, when you were fighting together, I couldn't recognize who was who. So if I would have thrown an arrow, maybe I would have killed you. So that's why I didn't do anything. But next time, now, you can again go and fight with him. But you will have to wear something around your neck, some cloth that will distinguish you from him. And then it will be okay. So Sugriva came back in front of the gate and called again. And Bali was drunk and so proud of his victory. So when he heard the voice of Sugriva, he said, oh, what's happening? He has not understood the lesson. Now I will kill him, definitely. But actually his wife, she told him, oh, be very careful. Now he's coming again. There must be a trick behind that. Because why he should come again a second time after being defeated? So you should not go. But Bali was intoxicated by his power and some alcohol also. So he said, no problem. This time he will never come again. And he came out and he fought again with him. But at that time, Ram, from behind, he could distinguish the two. So he threw an arrow and he killed Bali. So that's how Sugriva got his kingdom back. So Bali complained to Ram, why did you do that? You're not following any religious principles. But Ram, he gave the reason. He said, oh, you have done so many bad things also. So I'm not killing you, I'm punishing you from the reactions of what you did. So you don't harm me. So Sugriva, I don't know exactly the details. Sugriva, he came and enjoyed the kingdoms for some time. It was the Chaturmasya of rainy season. So he said, after that time, I will come and I will help you to get Sita back by searching her all over the India and the world. So they did this. It took some time to convince Sugriva to do it because he was also absorbing, enjoying his kingdom back. But then Lakshman came and convince Sugriva to come out immediately. And they went to the four directions of India, and Hanuman was sent to South India. And there was an episode on how Hanuman and the monkeys, or army of monkeys, would go to Lanka, because it was such a distance between the two continents that nobody could jump there. So they were trying to find somebody who was powerful enough to jump across. And they asked many monkeys, "Can you do this?" And one monkey said, "I cannot do. I can jump half of the way, but then it will be not enough for me." And another said, "I can jump, but I will be so tired that I cannot jump back." And then they said, "Who can do it?" Then they remember Hanuman. Hanuman, he couldn't, never he knew he was so strong. He had some curse that he couldn't evaluate his own strength. So they went to see him, ask him if he could do it. And he said, "Yes, I can do it." Then he did it, he jumped. And when he arrived in Lanka, he met the demigoddess of Lanka. And that demigoddess, that Ishtadev of Lanka, came to him and said, "Hey monkey, what are you coming here for? And Hanuman looked at her and punched her in the face. And she fell down. And then she stood up again and she looked at Hanuman and she said, "You can enter." Because I was told that whenever a monkey would arrive in Lanka and punch me in the face, Lanka will be finished. So my business here is finished. So you can go and do your job.
Very good. He can speak 5-6 hours.
Before his name was Rambijaya.
In the dynasty of Sun and Raghu, Maharaj Dasarath became a very powerful king. In his young age, he married so many queens, but in them two were prominent, Kausalya, Sumitra. But he has no son, no daughter, nothing. Then Maharaj Dasarath, in his young age, once upon a time, he went to
hunting,
and it became night. So his friend was Kaikai, the king of Kaik Pradesh in India, and he went in the night there. That king was, Kaikai was friend of Maharaj Dasarath. He became very happy. And he gave him place of host and prasadam, everything. And he told his young daughter, very beautiful and qualified, Kaikai, that you should look after the king. He is my bosom friend. She managed so beautifully and so sweetly that Maharaj Dasarath was very much pleased. In the morning, when he went to Maharaj Kaikai, his friend, to take his permission to go to Ayodhya, Maharaj Dasarath told, "Your daughter is very much qualified. So I want that you should give your girl, I will marry." But he denied I cannot give you. Why? You have so many kings, queens. I have promised that I will give my daughter to anyone who is very qualified, powerful. And after him, the son coming from her own womb will be king. Maharaj began to laugh. Maharaj Dasara, I have so many queens, about 360, but I have no son. And fortunately, if son comes, automatically he will be the king, no harm. And then marriage was done. After long time, Maharaj Dasarath was called by demigods to fight with demons. Kayakai was charioteer, very expert in
driving
chariots. So he was fighting with them, and then anyhow some
arrow.
No.
Wheel.
His chariot dhuri was cut down, and then very assertively he took it chariot on her hand, one side, and thus he won. But due to Kayakai, then Maharaj told, I am very much happy. You should have a broom with me. Broom?
Boom.
From me. She told, I want to give two boons. Oh, I am very happy. This is all. When time will come, I will see. At that time, I will. So after that, by the advice of Vasishtha, Putreshti Yajna was done, and four queens get four sons: Kaushalya, Ram; Kaikeyi, Bharat; Sumitra,
Lakshman; and Satyugna.
Gradually, they were admitted in the school of Vasishtha, and after that, they went to Siddhasam, as he told, and he killed Tadaka, Subahu, and others. And then, in the way, he went to Janakpuri, and there was a bow of Shankar. Maharaj Janak has promised, I will give this daughter to marry. Anyone will take it, and he will
string the bow. String the bow.
But anyone cannot. Even Raman came, Banasur and all others, demigods also. Shiva, because Sita was very beautiful and qualified. But Ram took very easily, and he wanted to
string the bow.
But it was
broken down.
Then Parshuram came, and so many histories. After that, they returned to Ayodhya. Four sons of Maharaj Dasarath were married with the four daughters of Maharaj Janak and his brother. After some time, Maharaj Dasarath knew that Ram is very qualified. He should be Rajkumar.
Crown prince.
After me, he should be king, and he should manage everything. At that time, Bharat was on his
maternal uncle house.
And in time, Vasishtha and all the rishis, maharshis, and Ayodhyapuri,
the subjects of Ayodhya,
all they wanted that Ram should be king. So the date was declared tomorrow or Ram Navami. And in the time, Kaikeyi, which wanted Ram more than her, she used to love Ram more. But due to the advice of his
maid servant,
Manthara, she took two bones, that Ram should go away for 14 years in forest and Bharat should be the king. Then Ramchandra knew, and at once he took brahmachari vesh. Lakshman and Sita followed with him, and he went to the forest. First he went to Chitrakoot, and in the meantime Bharat returned from his maternal uncle, and he saw that none is coming to welcome him. What is the matter? And then he went to his mother house, the king will be there. But he saw that father was not there. Father was
gone.
So when he saw the face of mother, white only, no rangin sari or anything, no ornaments, then where is father? She told me he has
gone.
Where is Ram? Oh, he has gone to forest. Where is Bharat, Sita? They have also gone. Oh, why? Because I have taken two bones, that Bharat should be king and Ram should go to for 14 years. For you. But Bharat became very angry. And he promised that you are not my mother. From today, no relation of mother. I would have killed you if Ram was not happy. But Ram, I know Ram will be angry. That is why I am not. And he wanted to also kill Manthara, but Bharat Satrughna. But Bharat told that don't do so. And then he promised that I will not take the kingdom. I will not be king. I must go with all my priests, counselors, and Ajodhyapurvasi, and I will give this kingdom again to Ram. And thus he went to Chitrakoot. When he went, Maharaj Maharshi Vasishtha was there. All the counselors of Ram, Maharaj Dasarath were there. Rishis, Maharshis were there. Bharat went to Kausalya and told, Mother, Ram cannot disobey. So I am in right path. Then you must tell him and order him to return back to Ajodhya and take his kingdom. Oh, how can I tell this? Ram is Marjada, Purush. He cannot deviate from his what he had promised. But you are also mother. Oh, mother, but Kaikeyi is also your mother. So, then he went to Vasishtha. Oh, Gurudev, Ram, my brother Ram cannot disobey you. You should order him to return back to Ajodhya and take the kingdom. But he also refused. How can I say? He is Marjada Purushottam. What he has promised, he will do. And he is obeying his father's words and mother's words. How can I tell not to follow and to come to Ajodhya? Then he went to the mother of Sita. Maharaj Janak also was there. So next day, a council was there meeting. All the Rishi Maharshi in one side, Ajodhya Purvasi one side, Ram one side, Bharat one side. And then Vasishtha told, we are all moved by this serious condition of Ajodhya, especially seeing towards Bharat and Ram. What should we do? We cannot think. So please, you should solve this situation. Because you are now
guardian
of both family, your family also and here Ajodhya also. And then he prayed to Bhagwan Shankar, his guru. And then he told that, what he will inspire me, I will tell you. Will you follow me, what I will tell? And he looked towards Ram. Ram told him, what you will tell, surely I will follow. And then towards Bharat, he told him, yes, I will also obey your order. Then he told, the love and affection of Bharat is more greater than Ram Marjada. Dharma, Varnashram, Dharma. But Prem has also some its own rule and regulation. Anna Vilasitar Sunyam Gyan Karma Adhyanavritam Anukullena Krishna Nusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. Janak told that a lover wants to fulfill all the desire of his Ishtadev, beloved. Up till now you are one-sided, that Ram will come, then I will be happy, all will be happy. But whether Ram will be happy or not, have you thought? And at once Bhart was changed. He gave his head on the Lord's feet of Maharaj Janak and told that you are guru. You have opened my eyes. Up till now I was thinking of mine and others, but not about Ram, whether he will be happy or not. Anukullena Krishna Anusilana. Anukullena here Ram Anusilana. Krishna is here Ram. Kesavadhita Dasavidha Rupa. Jai Jai. So, Krishna has come in the form of Ram, though his Marjada. Bharat Prem is like an endless ocean, and Ram is like Himalaya in Varnashram Dharma, Marjada Purushottam. He can sing, but not he can. So you should go and ask how Ram is pleased, what he wants, how he will be happy. Then Bharat at once opened. Oh, now my Guru Janak Dev has opened my eyes. What you want really? Tell for this servant. Then Ram told, your love and affection is highest than my dharma. So you, I am defeated, you are
winner.
I am accepting the kingdom of Ajodhya. No? Now this kingdom is mine. I have taken. But I want that for me you should be pratinidhi.
Representative
of mine.
For 14 years.
And go to Ajodhya. And manage all the kingdom. And in the meantime, after 14 years, without a day delay, I must return. And thus Bharat also wanted one thing, that you should donate me. What? Your sandal, wooden sandal. And then Ramchandra gave him, and he took on his head, returned back, and as Ram was brahmachari vesh, oh, he began to be like that, and even his mother came, but Maharani Kaikai, no mother, no. He was so strict. Jake Priyana Ramu Bayadehi, Tajiya Ram Sabu. Oh, Anikita, you. Yes?
Raghupati Raghav Raja Rapati Kapavan Sita
Raghupati Raghav Raja Rapati Kapavan Sita
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, कौशल्या के प्यारे राम दशरथ नंदन राजा राम कौशल्या के प्यारे राम दशरथ नंदन राजा राम कौशल्या के प्यारे राम दशरथ नंदन राजा राम कौशल्या के प्यारे राम
रघुपति राघव राजा
रघुपति राघव राजा रघुपति राघव राजा सीताराम राजा राम 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 सीता राम 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 राजा राम 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 सीता राम 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 राजा राम 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 सीता राम 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 राजा राम 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 सीता राम राम ओ राजा राम 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 सीता राम 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 राजा राम 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 सीता राम राम राजा राम 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 सीता राम राम सीता रघुनंदन कर सिया राम पतित पावन सीताराम जय रघुनंदन जय घनश्याम पतित पावन सीताराम जय रघुनंदन जय घनश्याम मुरली मनोहर राधेश्याम जय रघुनंदन जय घनश्याम पतित जय रघुनंदन जय घनश्याम पतित पावन सीताराम जय रघुनंदन जय घनश्याम मुरली मनोहर राधेश्याम जय राधेश्याम
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Bolo Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Bolo Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Bolo Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
After that, Bharat returned to Ayodhya, but told, if Ram will delay one day even, then he will give her body to fall. Ram told, it cannot be. I will come sooner, one day before, and I will take the kingdom. Don't be worried. And this, after that, Ramchandra went to Dandakaranya. At that, demons like Ravan, Kumbhakarna, like Meghna, so many, they were disturbing whole India, whole world. They used to take the young ladies, beautiful ladies. They disturb any yajna. If anyone is doing yajna, at once they used to what?
Destroy that.
Thus, so many rishis and maharshis, they have eaten all demons. Seeing the Ram, all the rishis maharshis, they prayed that you should save us. We have come to for sacrifice, fire, yajna, and to have increased the relation with God, Supreme Lord. So please save us. Then Ramchandra, he promised that he will do. And in the meantime, Raman came, Kardushan. Surpanakha, you know, Surpanakha. This is like big soup.
Nail.
She came and saw Ram. Oh, beautiful. she could not check her. She fought, transformed his
form
and became a very beautiful Rajkumari. And went to Ram, "I want to marry you. You are only wrong from me." And then Ramchandra told, "Oh, I have wife with Sita, you are saying. So he is not with his wife, Lakshman, you can marry her." When he went, then Lakshman told, "I am servant of Ram, so do you want to be queen or servant of
Sita Devi?"
"Oh, I want to be queen." "Then go to Ram." And then he saw towards Sita and went to
swallow her.
But Lakshman took his knife, sword and cut nose. And then he went to his brother, very powerful, Khar and Dushan. Khar means ass, donkey. Like Krishna has killed donkey and Putana. So this was like donkey. Always in sense gratification, not knowing God and all these things. He and Dushan means those, all bad qualities. So they came to kill Ram and fight was done. Ram killed them all with so many. And then Ravana heard from Putana, from Surpanakha. She told to his brother Ravana, "Oh, Sita is really a very beautiful lady. I wanted to bring Sita for you, but they cut my nose. You should take revenge." And then with Marish, he stolen away Sita anyway and took her to his beautiful garden, Ashok Vatika, and kept with so thousands of
gods.
In the meantime, Ram and Lakshman were searching Sita Devi. They saw Jatayu, and then they came to Kiskindha. You know that Shankar Mahadev, he is such always Supreme Lord. He has become Gopishwar Mahadev in Vrindavan and serving. He became Hanuman to serve Sri Ramchandra. In also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lila, anyhow he is there.
Advaita Acharya.
So, Shankar always serving Krishna and his manifestations. So, Hanuman was there in Kiskindha and in disguise of a brahmachari with sweet words. "You want to know that who are you?" Then Ramchandra told, "I am Surbansi, Raghukul Raja, Maharaj Dasarath's son. Anyhow, to fulfill his words, I have come to forest. But here, demons have stolen away my Sita. So I am searching." And then he took them to Maharaj Sugriva, who was also in forest, driven by his brother Bali. And how he killed Balu, he has killed. And then after killing Bali, Hanuman was sent to Lanka. And he went there and he searched by the help of Vibhishan there in Ashok Vatika Sita. And he wanted to bring Sita on his back. But Sita told, "No, I cannot touch anybody besides Ram. So please you should go and bring Ramchandra and he will take me with him. I will go only with her." And then he went in the Vatika, Pushpa Vatika, and he began to take fruits and trees.
Abluted.
And then he killed his sons, Akshay Kumar and so many. And then they by Brahmastra, Meghnad, binded him and took him to council. There round was sitting. Then they wanted to kill him, but someone told, the monkeys had their tails very, they like, so burn this tail. Then they began to
wrap cloth,
cloth and kerosene oil. And he made his
tail
so miles and miles long. And then when they gave it, then at once he made a very
small
form and came out of that Brahmastra and jumping here and there in whole Lanka. Oh, he destroyed whole Lanka. He gave a fall. And then again he went to Maharani Sita and he told that I have brought one
ring
of Ram, that I am messenger of Ram, and he gave to Sita. And Sita told that, Hanuman told that you should also give me any your ornament that I can take and Ram should believe me. Then he gave his one ornament, Chandrika, and he took and at once came, and thus Ram, Lakshman and other monkeys in the guidance of Sugriv, Nal Nil, Jamvant and others, they made a breach over. It seems that at that time there was no big boats not discovered or so many aeroplanes, only a special demigods used to use, not for ordinary person. Anyhow, made the pool by the help of Nal and Nil, and they crossed 100 yojan ocean and went to Lanka and killed Ravan, Kumbhakarna, Meghnad and all whole dynasty except Vibhishan. And he gave kingdom to Vibhishan. And with Sita he returned to
Ayodhya.
And next day he took the kingdom throne and thus he began to rule over whole Ayodhya. Ram Rajya is very, very special. Still we dream for Ram Rajya. In front of son, father never used to die. None were very poor. All were very happy. And after that, Ramchandra ruled for 11,000 years. And after that he exiled Sita in the last. And so many things were there. How Sita was again separated with Ram and she felt separation mood. Ram also separation mood. But to keep the words and for the subjects, he did so. But he never left Sita from his heart. He used to worship Sita, golden Sita. And then that is why you see Vishnu Priya Devi serves a wooden
deity of
Mahaprabhu. And return you saw that Ram gave Sita exile, but in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. He left his house, mother, wife, everything, and he went to forest. And For this, Vishnu Priya, wooden Vish Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to worship. Still that deity is there anywhere. So there are so many things. Gaur Premanande. After that you should continue as daily you continue.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. We will announce the names of the devotees who received today initiation. If we mention your name, please stand up so that we can see your Sri Gurudev can announce your new transcendental name.
I am requesting devotees, after announcing name of by Gurudev, then can clap. Otherwise, if you start clapping in beginning, they could not listen to your name. So I'm requesting when we announce the name, then you can clap.
Also, the devotees of Germany will organize Rath Yatra this year again in Berlin, and they are requesting, inviting all of you. There is a very special CD which has been, or DVD I believe, with beautiful sections of Sri Gurudev's touring around the world over the last 10 years, 11 years since starting. It's a beautiful DVD, and I recommend all of you, if you have this, you will be so happy. And by purchasing this, you will support Rath Yatra of Berlin. All the proceeds will go there. It will be for sale anywhere in this building. Hari Vallabh is telling on the table in the corner. Yeah, in the hallway. Now we will start. Today, receiving Diksha from Switzerland, please stand up, Mangala Devi Dasi.
Mangala Devi Dasi, she is there.
From Germany.
I am requesting again, when Guru will announce name, then clap. Otherwise, if you clapping is before, then she could not have, or he or she could not listen their name. When Guru will announce, then clap, not before.
Also, when we announce Harinam, they will receive new name, only Diksha. Same name. Diksha receiving from Germany, Markandeya Das.
Markandeya Das ki.
From Germany, receiving Harinam and Diksha, Susanna Gabriela.
Suchitra.
Suchitra Devi ki. Yes.
From Germany, receiving Harinam, Dino Frank.
Dina Dayal.
Dina Dayal Prabhu ki jai.
From Zurich, Switzerland, receiving Harinam, Gajik Jelka Lila.
Lila Devi.
Huh?
Lila Devi.
Oh, Lila Devi. Lilavati.
Lilavati Aradashyada.
To Lila Devi ki jai.
From Lithuania, receiving Harinam, Vaida Doma Vichutte.
Vichitra.
Vichitri. Vichitri. Vichitri Devi ki jai. No harm. You are first, she is second.
Receiving Diksha.
If you have your honor name to give. Bhajanti to Achi.
Receiving Diksha from Germany. Hey Manga.
I will give you another name.
Bilasini.
Okay, receiving Harina from Lithuania, Vilkas Simokaitia.
Shyamananda.
Shyamala.
Shyamananda.
Shyamananda Prabhu ki jai.
From Lithuania, receiving Diksha, Ahalya Devi Dasi.
Ahalya Devi Dasi ki jai.
From France, receiving Diksha, Akalpa Devi Dasi.
Akalpa. Akalpa Devi. Anupama Devi ki jai. Anupama.
From Germany, receiving Harinam, both husband and wife, I believe, Jitendra Shah and Arpita Shah.
Oh, Jit Krishna Das. Prabhu ki jai. Anuradha. Oh, Anuradha, your name is Anuradha.
Also receiving Diksha from Germany, Ramchandra Das Prabhu and Priti Devi Dasi from Aachen.
Shri Ramchandra
Das
and
Priti Devi.
Priti.
Priti.
Prithvi.
Priti.
Priti Devi. Oh.
Receiving Diksha, Damodari Devi Dasi.
Oh, Damodari Devi Dasi.
Receiving Diksha from Bosnia, Nandalal Das Prabhu.
Nandalal Das Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Diksha from Sweden, Suvarna Devi Dasi.
Suvarna Devi Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam, Ratipriya.
Ratipriya Dasi ki jai.
From Brazil. And Madhava Priya Dasi.
Madhava Priya Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam, Nitai Pradyumna from Netherlands.
Nitai Das.
Nitai.
Nitai Das.
Nitai Das Prabhu ki jai.
From Dresden, receiving Harinam, Christian Ramelov.
Charu Krishna.
Oh, Charu Krishna Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Harinam from Jule Buddha, from, I believe, Germany.
Jule Buddha
is the
name.
Jayanti.
Jayanti. Jayanti Devi ki jai.
From Slovenia, Robert Pertocci, receiving Harinam.
Radhanath
Prabhu ki jai.
Living in America, receiving Harinam and Diksha today, Erika Lars.
Indu Mukhi
ki Devi ki jai. Indu Mukhi.
Receiving Harinam from Italy, Morgan Masia.
Mohandas
Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Harinam also from Italy, Daniela Piras.
Dayal Hari
Prabhu ki jai.
From Lithuania, receiving Harinam, Darius Gerulaitis.
Dayal Krishna
Prabhu ki jai.
From Brazil, receiving Diksha, Hari Priya Devi Dasi.
Hari Priya Devi ki jai.
From Stuttgart, receiving Diksha, Suchandra Devi Dasi.
Suchandra Devi Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Diksha, Lalita Dasi.
Lalita Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam from England, Luke Lowsley Williams.
Lalit Krishna
Prabhu ki jai.
From Germany, I believe, receiving Harinam, Jayadev Das.
Jayadev Das Prabhu ki jai.
receiving Diksha also from Germany, Damodar Priya.
Damodar Priya Devi ki jai.
From Rotterdam Preaching Center, receiving Diksha, Manju Devi Dasi.
Manju Devi Dasi ki jai.
From Switzerland, receiving Diksha, Jai Sri Devi Dasi.
Jai Sri Devi Dasi ki jai.
From Switzerland, receiving Diksha, Shyam Priya Devi Dasi.
Shyam Priya Devi ki jai.
From Latvia, receiving Harinam, Liga Los Kevila.
Lilavati Devi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam from Germany, Susanne Amrit.
Sumitra Devi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam from Germany and Diksha, Oliveira Reuter.
Rama Devi Dasi ki jai.
And her son, Nikolai.
Only name.
Nityananda Prabhu ki jai.
From Germany receiving Harinam, Angela Praigam.
Achyut Priya Davi ki jai.
From Germany receiving Harinam, Bernard Koch.
Venugopal Prabhu ki jai. Venugopal.
From Latvia receiving Harinam, Uldis Pastuhos.
Uddhav Das
Prabhu ki jai.
From Czechia receiving Harinam and Diksha, Ondra Meludzin.
Madhavendra Das ki jai.
And the last one from England, receiving Diksha, Yasomati Nandan
Prabhu ki jai.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
So, few devotees, they want for detailed installation. It will take place tomorrow, 8 a.m. here. So, I will come here 8 a.m. They have to be ready before that. And tomorrow, darshan of Holland, England and other countries, not Germany, because Germany